From Peabody to Dorchester. Jim and Marjorie are on 96.9 Boston Talks.
6:21 in Boston. It's going up to 61. Partly sun. It's going to be really a beautiful day. You know, it's Marathon Monday kind of thing. Let me just give you, so you might want to write this down. The starting time for the mobility impaired runners. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, what does that
mean? If they're mobility impaired, how are they doing?
The wheelchair people are starting after them, right?
Yeah,
so
there
what
are.
Does mobility impaired
mean? Mobility impaired is at 2 hours and 40 minutes at 9 o'clock. Wheelchair divisions in the middle of the 9 o'clock. Elite women, this is not fair. Elite women get a 28-minute head start on the elite men. That's 9:32. And the men go off at 10 o'clock. That's when thousands of them are. So we're going to give you the best marathon coverage in town. And helping us do that, of course, is one of our favorite people, who I'm assuming is at the starting line in Hopkinton as we speak, talking to the world-class runners. That, of course, is Carl from New Hampshire. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, Jim and Marjorie. I'm happy to be providing you with the second annual Kyle from New Hampshire coverage.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Spectacular. We had many people emailing to ask if you were going to be back this year. That's right.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, that's right. We hit some fine moments last year.
Now, Carl, I'm assuming...
Did you define many?
I think many is none, essentially.
That's what I was thinking.
Now, Carl, I assume you're at the starting line amidst the Kenyans and Ethiopians. Could we speak to one of the lead Kenyans, please?
Well, I'm not quite at the starting line.
Where are you?
I'm almost in Hopkinton. I really wanted to savor the experience. I didn't want to rush right down and get there and actually be there for the first call.
Why?
For 96.9 Boston Talk.
Why would you not want to be where the race is to report on the race,
He's
Carl?
He's in Nashua.
Well, one thing, the sausage cart doesn't open until 7:30. So I couldn't really see any reason to be there right at 6.
Okay, I got it. Now, Carl, you know, it's a decent... Where are you actually as we speak, Carl?
I'm just a mile or two away from Hopkinton. I'll be there shortly. I wanted to tell you that I have a theme my coverage this year, and it's going to be Let's Get America a Win.
Oh, we are totally
Absolutely.
Into that.
We're with you. I mean, nobody's enthusiastic about the race because Americans haven't won in 30 years. Here's my theory. Things started to turn for the country. We started to go right downhill.
That's a good point.
When we stopped winning these Boston Marathons. It's been embarrassing. Almost 30 years, Carl.
So how are you going to effectuate this, Carl? How are you going to make it happen?
I'm going to offer money. I'm going to offer favors. Uh-huh. I'm going to find someone today who will do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Now, I hesitate to use the word trip or knockdown. But someone who will need to do what needs to be done to get America a win. And as usual, in keeping with my coverage, we're going to be concentrating on a porta potty count.
Oh, good. Oh, that actually is pretty important.
Well, I know that's always a big thing for you. And finally, what kind of spice we could add to the Boston Marathon? It's the 115th running.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's kind of old and stodgy. This needs a kick in the butt.
Like what? What are you thinking about?
Well, I'd like to say that as a surprise, but I'm gonna be making some suggestions.
I have an idea.
What's that?
We just heard about Muammar Gaddafi's bosomy Ukrainian nurse who apparently left him when things went south in Libya. Maybe we need more bosomy Ukrainian nurses running the race.
What do you think about that, Carl?
Well, you know what? That's an excellent idea, Marjorie. I'll put that question out to runners as soon as I get there.
Carl, just one thing.
Nurse.
Let me just say one thing to you, Carl. To put a question out to runners, you have to be amidst the runners. Do you understand the concept?
I took that free broadcast journalism course, and probably why I'm lacking just a little bit.
Okay, he's Carl from New Hampshire. He's only a mile, allegedly, which I do not accept, away from Hopkinton.
What? Every year there's a big scandal about people not using the porta-potties and defiling the lawns of the fine citizens up in
Hopkinton.
Get that,
too.
So check into that. Make sure the residents aren't up in arms this year about marathoners not being able to wait for the porta-potties. You know what I mean?
He's gone. Carl, we'll talk to you throughout the morning. It's Carl from New Hampshire. It's not really fair to call him our marathon correspondent because he's nowhere near the marathon, but he will get there, and good luck to him. 617-822-1969, #96.9 from a Verizon Wireless phone. But before we get to your calls, apparently Carl from New Hampshire is finally, an hour after he's supposed to, has gotten to the starting line out in Hopkinton, and joining us again is our exclusive marathon correspondent for the second year in a row, which really says something. That, of course, would be Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Jim and Marjorie. I'm on site here in Hopkinton.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm here with some people who claim that they're going to run.
They don't sound like
they're homeless people because they're behind a gas station wrapped up in blankets. I'm going to take them at their word that they're runners. So, Heather, you said you used to be from the area?
Yeah, I went with Kristen to college at Northeastern and lived here, but now I live with Chris in Florida.
Where's she? Wait, she lives in Florida. Carl, ask her if she's Kenyan.
Oh, okay, I'll ask, but she's blonde and blue-eyed. They make me do this. I'm so sorry. Are you Kenyan, Heather?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Well, we do have a question. We do have a question, right? Carl, if you find any Kenyan runners, we have a question that we'd like you to ask.
What is it?
We'd like you to ask them if they witnessed Barack Obama's birth.
Could you do that for
in
us?
In Kenya. We're trying to get to the bottom of this Kenyan birth deal with the president. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I was hoping we could leave politics out of it for one day.
Now, what was the name of that runner, the blonde, blue-eyed runner, Carl?
Her name is Heather. Would you like to speak to her?
We spoke to her already. Who's the next one? We'll take the next one.
Her boyfriend here is Chris, and then there's a guy named, a woman named Kristen. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's take the boyfriend.
He has a slight beard, but it's really nothing.
Chris.
Kristen, where are you from, hon?
I'm actually from Framingham, so I'm going to run through my old hometown.
Wait a second. Did you just, excuse me, you just said, where are you from, hun?
He's a sexist dog.
I'm doing the interviews here.
Okay, she's from Framingham. That's too bad. So what else?
All right, well, here's the thing I want to pose to you guys. We're trying to get an American to win. I'm wondering, is there any way any of you guys, I mean, would you be willing to knock down any anything to help get an American to win?
Why are they behind a gas station in blankets, please?
I don't know, Monty, but now I see police officers approaching. I'm going to see if I get another interview, and I'll be back to you guys
shortly. Carl from New Hampshire with three great runners.
Good luck to all you guys.
Good luck to all three of you. Here's our marathon correspondent from somewhere in Hopkinton or whatever, Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Hi, Jim and Marjorie.
Hello, Carl.
I'm standing here with Maggie Warfield.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Maggie's a volunteer. She's from Grafton.
Oh.
And her maiden name was Army. Isn't that interesting?
Army.
Why is that interesting?
Her married name is Warfield. That's really why I got her for the interview. It has nothing to do.
Oh, Army and Warf, we get it now.
Yeah, we got married on Veterans Day weekend, engaged on Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, that is so. Now, what kind of volunteer are you, Maggie? What are you volunteering to do?
The start line is a corral monitor, making sure that people are in the right spot based on their number.
Oh, that's pretty good. So we had the fast runners in front and the slow ones in the back.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Maggie,
they section it off by every 1,000 runners.
Oh.
So you earn the right to, based on your time, to be a certain number. So they want to make sure that everybody's in the right spot.
Oh.
So section them off and make sure that everybody monitors the entrance to the corral.
Now, Maggie, has Carl proposed his idea to you that when you're corralling people off, you send the Kenyans west rather than east so the Americans have a chance?
Absolutely.
And how do you feel about that as a patriotic American?
Well, America's going to win it this year. That's my prediction.
Wow, that's fabulous.
So, because of the tailwind, Ryan Hall is predicting that there's a tailwind he could win. But the problem is, Maggie, everybody else has a tailwind,
Well,
too.
The Kenyans' tails are so small, they don't even benefit from
it. She has also agreed to tie their sneaker laces together.
That's beautiful.
I don't know how many we'll be able to get done before the start of the race, but we're going to do what we can do.
Well, people actually, they wear their old clothes. One man had a nice long fur coat on one year, so maybe I'll just take it off him and throwing on the ground and trip one of them.
I love that. Maggie, you have the kind of spirit we've been looking for. Maggie, why do you do this, by the way? Why do you, I don't mean tripping people. Why do you volunteer for the marathon?
It's a blast.
What do you do if someone is not in their right corral? Do you have to haul them out of there?
Oh, I tell them, get out.
Maggie, I like that.
You'd have to know Jim Browdy to know why he's so unfamiliar with the concept of doing for others. It's kind of a long story.
Now, Carl from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We're already an hour 25 minutes into your exclusive coverage of the marathon. You have not yet talked to any of the elite runners. When will that be happening?
That'll be our next interview, Jim. I'm working my way there.
To the front of the pack. I assume Maggie can help you. What's that?
Yeah,
let me ask you a question. Is Maggie drunk, or what's going on with Maggie?
We had a couple shots on the bus ride over. We did.
Yeah. Good for you.
Maggie.
Good for you.
Carl's good. Trust me. Carl from New Hampshire will be waiting to hear a next report very soon. By the way, if you want to follow Carl from New Hampshire, his website is Carl, K-A-R-L, from NH. .com. Check him out. Carl from NH.
And it gives you all the list of his great stand-up gigs that are coming out, too.
They're pretty good. Carl from New Hampshire. Our numbers are 617-822-1969. Carl from New Hampshire, who unfortunately is our exclusive marathon correspondent, is back in. What do you got for us, Carl?
Well, Jim, you will not believe this, but I'm here with one of my interviewees from last year, the lovable and cuddly Harrison Grayson from Washington, D.C. Harrison, say hi to Jim and Marjorie again.
Hi, Jim and Marjorie.
What?
Hi, Harrison.
Hello,
how are
Harrison.
You?
What's going on?
I think this is a guy who claimed to be a Jew last year, Jim, and there was some controversy. And he's here with his running partner, Carrie, who's also running today. How are you doing? Are you ready for this?
I'm doing great. I'm ready and ready to get started.
Now, are you going to be able to beat?
No.
No, you're not faster than you?
Not 10.
Do you have any questions for Garrison?
Well, if you asked get them involved in your anti-Kenyan campaign yet, that's really
Jim,
where we're...
Jim and Marjorie are wondering if we can get you involved in our anti-Kenyan campaign. They want an American to win. Would you be willing to push down or maybe tie sneaker laces together?
Of course!
Yeah, I think it is absolutely clear there's a hostility about these Kenyans. There's no question about it. We're doing the xenophobia thing. You know what I'm saying? We want some Americans to win this race. We haven't had one since 1985, and that was a girl. No men since 1983. It's disgraceful.
Well, maybe the Americans need to put down the Cheetos and the donuts, Marjorie. Right? Am I right, Carl?
Correct.
Thank you.
Correct.
Do you see anybody out there on Segways, Carl from New Hampshire? We were just discussing Segways. Anybody riding around the Hopkinton and their Segways just to kind of keep the crowd in check?
I have not seen anyone on a Segway here. But I want to ask you, this race is old and stodgy, and I think we need to spice it up. I thought maybe some Libyan rebel freedom fighters, two old Toyotas with machine guns in the back. Let me think, Garrett. That worked. See? I'm on the right track. all right, you guys. I'll check back with you in a while.
Please don't. Thank you.
Look for that bosomy Ukrainian nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Too,
how about that woman?
Yeah. See if she's out there. It's hard to run when you're too full-bosomed. I think you have to get like one of those... I don't know what you do.
It holds it up. Someone who runs with you holds it up for you.
You need to wrap the ace bandage around.
You do.
Yeah.
That's Carl from New Hampshire, who is sadly our exclusive marathon correspondent. He's out there. Carl
Boston,
from New Hampshire.
Most prestigious, oldest.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. He's our correspondent at the marathon. And Carl, before you get into whatever cockamamie crap you have, we've been teasing all day your website, which is K-A-R-L, Carl from NH.com. So I go to Carl from New Hampshire.com. At the top of it is where you appeared in Leominster this weekend. Then is you being a guest. There are clips from Carl as a guest on Fox News' Red Eye. And then there are clips from you on the Dennis Miller radio show, on every radio show. And you know what's amazing? I searched your whole website. There appears to be one radio show that's missing from your website. Obviously, it's a technical snafu, correct?
You know what it is? You guys are so special. I have a whole separate website for you guys.
What's that one called?
It's Carl with Jim and Marjorie.org.
Yes,
by the way, I'll be at Chuckles Comedy Club in North Andover this Friday and Saturday night.
Sure you will.
ComedyClub.com for details. Listen, I'm here with Christine Festa from Gold Rose, and she is running the marathon today for the first time. And she told me she's been eating Japanese bananas. Now, I'm not sure if that gives her some kind of a handicap edge. What's with the Japanese bananas? Are they something special with those?
When you see me sprint away, you'll see what they do.
I guess so. You have a little bit of a glow to you, too. Now,
it is my orange tint.
You told me you trained for this extensively.
I did, 18 weeks.
And what do you think? Do you have a shot?
Oh, yeah.
Because Jim and Marjorie are all about having an American win this year.
I can beat that.
Well, but they're just training. And some Ethiopians just ran by and she said how slow they're going. You really think you're going to beat an Ethiopian?
Never in a million years.
Where's this Carl, where's this woman from that you're coming on to here? Where's she from?
Coming up, she's married. How dare you?
She's from
Melrose. Why don't you say hi to Jim and Marjorie?
How you doing this morning?
Hi. Is it Christine? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
How nervous is the first one for you, you said?
Yeah, I actually am not too nervous right now.
What's a Japanese banana?
It's got a radiation level that gives runners an extra edge.
Hey, put Christine back on for a second. Christine, I have a question for you.
Sure.
We sent Carl out there. That's the guy who's hitting on you right now. We sent Carl out there to go find a Kenyan or an Ethiopian. He ended up with you. Is there any evidence? Have you seen him approaching any really, really, really skinny black people who are running today?
Well, they did just run by, but unfortunately, he was stuck talking to me at the moment.
That's what I figured. Hey, Christine, good luck to you today. Put Carl back on the phone, if you will.
All right.
Yeah, I'm back on the phone. Thanks, Christine.
It's good to her. Luck to her. When are we going to get the Kenyan or the Ethiopian, Carl?
If you let me go, you heard her say that a whole bunch of them just ran by. I'm going to put my roller skates on.
Yeah, please do. And ask if they know Barack.
Yeah, I'll ask them if they know Barack.
Not if they owe Barack, if they know Barack. Carl, thank you so much for the call. He'll be back. Carl from New Hampshire. And even though we're mentioned nowhere on his website, KRL from NH.com. Our numbers are 617-822-1969, #969 from A Verizon West. The guy from New Hampshire who is our correspondent at the marathon doing an extraordinary job so far, that'd be Carl, is with us. Hello, Carl.
Hi, Jim and Mark. You know, I was looking around for some of the runners for Trump 2012.
Yeah.
They're easy to spot because they've got this kind of butterscotch cotton candy wig.
Yeah.
From 2012.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across the home of the Westburys here in Hopkinton.
Not the Westburys.
Yeah, it's the Westburys, the notorious Westburys.
Exactly.
They are notorious.
And they're down here. They've got a lemonade stand. Talking with their daughter, Ella. Barry and her friend, what's your name again?
Eliza
Cornu. It's like corn and you.
Yeah.
You're Ella?
I'm Ella.
You know, let's worry about the names later. This is live radio. What's wrong with you two?
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. Say hi to Jim and Margie.
Hey there, guys.
Hi.
Love you guys. Tell Margie how much you love her.
Margie, I love you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate
Wait,
that.
Wait, what about me?
My parents love you, too.
Oh, it's okay. We're not talking to your parents. We're talking to you. Now, let me ask, what's your name again?
They're my savior.
Who is?
Audrey is your savior?
Yes.
Wow.
Why? Wait a second. Let's get to the bottom of that. Why is that? Why is Marjorie your savior?
Why?
She's awesome.
She's not that awesome.
I'm awesome, Jim. Did you hear that?
She's okay.
She thinks I'm awesome.
Wait a second.
This is wonderful. Thank you.
Let me tell you something. Marjorie, a person who thinks Marjorie's awesome is selling lemonade in Hopkinton. I mean, give me... Now,
she's going to file for an extension today, too.
Wait a second. Are you giving away lemonade? What are you doing with lemonade?
I'm thinking this lemonade must be spiked with Patron if she thinks that Marjorie is strong lemonade.
Okay, beautifully Carl. Put. Okay.
Now, Carl...
buy some. It's only 50 cents.
What are you doing with the money that you're raising from this?
Keeping it.
That's nice. It's very nice.
Good
and
for
honest
you.
Woman
that's
in the
how
crowd.
They, all the great entrepreneurs start. They keep it for themselves. Good for you.
Can I ask that woman a question again? Well, the Westbury woman, is she on still there?
That's the Westbury woman question.
What was her name again?
Ella.
Ella, can I ask you a question here, Ella?
Sorry.
Ella, are you either Kenyan or Ethiopian?
No, I'm not. I'm American.
Okay, fine. We don't want to talk to her anymore. Now, Carl, you've had 3 hours to find one Kenyan and one Ethiopian. I assume this woman is blonde because that's all you've found all morning, correct?
You know, now that you mention it, it does seem to be a pattern of me approaching blonde women here.
Yeah.
Mrs. Westbury is blonde, too. Would you like to say hi, Mrs. Westbury?
Hello, Mrs. Westbury.
Hi, Mrs. Westbury.
Hi, Marjorie. I love you. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, Mrs. Westbury, thank you very much.
What do you think about Mrs. Westbury?
I'm on the fence with you, Jim.
I know what you mean. So am I, actually. Now, Mrs. Westbury, is that your first name, Mrs., or do you have a first name?
Jeannie.
Now, why is it that you're... Was it your kid who thought Marjorie was, like, awesome, or who was that person just now?
What'd you say?
Who was the person? Was that her daughter who said...
I think so.
They can't hear you because they're wondering why they've never seen Brett Hume out doing interviews on his personal cell phone.
Okay, fine. Enough of you. Carl from New Hampshire, you have 1 hour, 1 hour to find one Kenyan or one Ethiopian.
Or preferably a Kenyan who witnessed the birth of Barack Obama.
Exactly.
I'll find a Kenyan, I promise.
Okay, you're on it. Carl from New Hampshire is our exclusive correspondent. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Out there at the marathon. Let's go. Should we try Carl from New Hampshire one more time? Carl is apparently out there in Hopkinton doing a crackerjack job. Hello, Carl.
Hey, you guys, I'm here with Danielle and Megan, who are Hopkinton residents, and they're telling me, what do you say, you like when this happens?
Yeah, we're off the marathon.
How come you're not selling lemonade, making some money? We're
just hanging around. We're
going to watch the runners,
not like
shake hands while they're going by.
Can you guys help me find an Ethiopian?
Because one.
That's
we just want one
Ethiopian. Someone that really
disappointed
in me.
Runner?
Yeah, runner.
Talk to them.
What do you think I meant? Like an Ethiopian landscaper? Come on, come here. Right, listen, you guys. These kids, like most American youth, are no help at all. I'm going to take one
Carl, wait a second. Let me give you a little advice here. Okay. You look for a person who's like 5'5", who has black skin, who weighs like, what, 85 pounds, and you go up to him and you say, you're from Kenya or Ethiopia.
Black skin, okay, now I get it.
Okay, Carl, you have 30 more minutes
I'll be right back
to find a Kenyan, thank you, or an Ethiopian, thank you. This is pathetic. It is 9:33 in Boston. The marathon, the elite women runners are 1 minute into their race. The elite male runners start at 10 o'clock. We're covering the marathon, I think, like nobody else in Boston or New England. Our exclusive correspondent, Carl from New Hampshire. Let me just tell you, Marjorie, you were always defending Carl. You defend everybody. Last year, we sent Carl out to Hopkinton. What did we ask him to find? It was one thing we asked him to find. What was it?
We asked him to find an Ethiopian.
No, last year we asked him to find a Jewish marathoner. Did he find one?
Oh, well, he found this black guy who said he was not Jewish.
I don't. His name was Maurice Covington. He was not Jewish.
There's a blonde in way ahead of the pack. She won't last. So
and this year we asked him to find a Kenyan or an Ethiopian. We gave him 4 hours. I believe he has failed. It's 3 hours and 33 minutes in. Carl from New Hampshire, have you found a Kenyan or an Ethiopian?
Well, I'll tell you what I did find, Jim, was a Jamaican. Now, it just didn't happen. I get closer every year.
That's close. That's good.
This guy's name is Bosworth. He was born in Jamaica, lived in Boston, and now lives in Tallahassee, Florida. He came all the way up here to run the Boston Marathon for the first time. So
Hi. What's his first name?
Bosworth is my first name.
Hi, how are you?
Excuse me?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, let me ask you a question. We are campaigning actively here on the radio to have an American win the marathon, even for 1 year. Do you support that cause or no?
I support it, but it's pretty tough. I mean, they bring in the Ethiopians and the Kenyans, so it's pretty tough to do it. But I think something can be done in terms of, like, Ryan Hall and Karagatsu today.
Let me tell you what my analysis of this is, and you're out there, so you know, you see them. When you see the Kenyans and the Ethiopians, it seems the way they get them to run that fast is it looks like they haven't had lunch in about 2 months, and there's like a sandwich waiting at the end. Do you think that's fair?
Well, it's a different kind of mentality for them. I mean, when they run this race, they're looking for a payday where it's going to, you know, help them and their family.
I know. Versus, that's actually nice.
Versus the Americans, like, we're a little bit spoiled here, so... I mean,
we are.
Over in those countries, they're looking to try to make a better life for themselves.
I know. All we'd ask, and by the way, that's a beautiful sentiment. You're right. We just ask you, as a person who used to live in Boston, if you see a Kenyan, trip a Kenyan. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You know, that, Carl, that should be our motto. See a Kenyan, trip a Kenyan. What do you think?
They all nice people. So I mean,
well, okay, whatever. Thank you so much. Carl, we'll talk to you again soon. Carl has 24 minutes.
Who is this woman, please,
find a Kenyan.
That's way in the lead?
I don't know. But they it doesn't matter. They're called rabbits, by the way. When you run way out front, it's totally clear.
Jim, they're called rabbits.
Well, because I know. I've run marathons. As, you know,
I would not be so
marathons.
Far in front if I were
no,
in
she's obviously going to fade. It's okay.
Why doesn't she just slow down a little bit and run with the pack?
That's a very good question. He is, of course, our exclusive a marathon correspondent who swore to us if we allowed him to be a correspondent for the second year in a row, he'd find us a Kenyan or an Ethiopian. This is your last chance. Did you succeed?
I was unable to find a Kenyan or Ethiopian here. I don't believe there's any Kenyans or Ethiopians running this year, Jim.
Now, how would you sum up, as we're wrapping things up, how would you sum up your experience at this, I believe it's the 115th Boston Marathon? How would you sum it up, Carl?
I have to say, I was thrilled to do this for you guys. I'm really falling in love with this occasion.
You are?
The people are great. There's a huge crowd. It's a beautiful day. I met that Jamaican guy. We're going to meet after the race and have lunch and who knows what else.
Who knows? Exactly.
So
Jamaican.
That's the best part is, you know, the new friends that I made.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, have you peed on anybody's lawn out there in Hopkinton?
I have peed. There's only three lawns, in fact, that I haven't peed on.
And I'm planning on trying to touch base there before I leave, if possible.
Hey, Carl, you've done an extraordinary job.
Extraordinary, Carl. Thank you so much. It was brilliant commentary from the scene.
Let me tell you how many guys, absolutely, no kidding, love you guys.
Okay, fine.
So Carl, it's great to be here.
Okay. Thank you.
Carl, in return for that,
the website
yeah, what is it? You have no idea what it is.
Yes, I do. It's Carl from New Hampshire. Carl with a K.
No, it's not. It's Carl from NH.
I'm sorry. Carl from NH.
Okay, Carl.
Thanks.
Make sure you go on vacation next April, okay?
All right, I will.
Thank you. Carl from New Hampshire. Thank you for exclusive coverage. 96.9
Boston Talks.